All right, welcome back to Hashrate Up Focus, where we explain core concepts of Bitcoin mining on a high level to elevate your understanding of what it is that we talk about on this channel. Today, we want to talk about Bitcoin ASIC prices and how they're priced and the history. So without further ado, let's jump right in. Hashrate Up, hardware sales, advisory, hosting, and site brokerage. Find new and used ASIC deals through the website and the Telegram channel below. Make smarter decisions with Hashrate Up. I have shared my screen and we are back on the Luxor Hashrate Index. There is a sub panel here called the ASIC Price Index, where we can see historic data of ASIC pricing. Now, the different colors in the graphs here highlight different efficiency models. So we can see, obviously, that the higher efficiency models have the longest history because they have been out for longer. These are, very old units, older than S17s, I think, 68 joules per terahash, obviously very outdated. What we want to focus on in this video is obviously the newer models. So let's go ahead and switch to the 6 month time frame here. And now we can see we are left with three buckets of efficiency: under 19 terahash, 90 to 25 terahash, and 25 to 38 terahash. On the axis here, we have the date or the time period, the days, and on the y-axis, we have the USD per terahash number, meaning how much per terahash per unit of computation do we need to spend to buy an ASIC. Obviously, the higher efficiency, so less energy spent per terahash units, are more expensive than vice versa. And the differences here are quite drastic, right? So right now, at current, we are at about $4 per terahash for a unit between 25 and 38 terahash. That could be an S19J Pro or similar. And then the units going for under 19 joules per terahash are priced at about $16, right? So these are all new units, right? So that needs to be kept in mind. This is all comparison for new and not old, but mostly most customers, most investors, they want to buy new units. And then when you get into the used space, it gets a bit more detailed and advanced, but we can get there as well on a different episode of Hashrate Up Focus. So first and foremost, what I like to highlight and what I repeatedly say is that ASICs are as cheap as ever, right? So if we go ahead and switch to the 1 year, you can see the year, the curve has been really, really flat. I don't want to go to all because it just sort of doesn't tell you much, right? The prices out here were so high that that doesn't give you much insight as to what the units, what the cost is right now. Typically, the prices for these ASICs are heavily correlated to Bitcoin price and they lag Bitcoin price. Why? Because of course they generate revenue depending on Bitcoin's price and therefore the value goes up and down, right? I have bought an S19J Pro in 2021 for $3,000 a pop and sold it for, I think, $8,000 or $12,000 a pop, made all my money there. And today you can get the units for $200. So these prices for these units swing wildly. So, but why do I say they're as cheap as ever? If you go and compare prices, I mean, that's pretty obvious, right? Prices have also been very constant over the last year. And what matters to me, though, and this is the most important takeaway of this episode, in my opinion, is the price denominated in Bitcoin, right? So, and this is where it gets interesting, right? We currently have to spend, I don't have my glasses on, about 14,000 sats per terahash for a under 19 joule machine, which is historically cheap, right? Even though Bitcoin is near all-time highs. So the question beckons, why is that? Well, there's different theories, but the main theory here is that Bitmain predominantly has to push out a lot of these units because they have pressure from TSMC, where they get their chips from, to offtake a certain amount of chips every period or every quarter, let's say. So it's chips that have to be taken off by Bitmain and them pushing out units. But it's also, I think, the amount of sites that are available where you can deploy a lot of units at the same time. I think a lot of those low-hanging fruits have been picked. So it's becoming harder and harder to make large investments in Bitcoin mining that are actually worthwhile. And therefore, you know, the stockpile is growing. We also have a lot of used machines now in the market, which historically we haven't had before, which puts pressure on prices for new units because, you know, why not use used machines if they might make better sense in your modeling, right? But again, we can cover used units on a different video. HashRedUp is sponsored by solomining.de, the place to buy open source home and solo mining devices like the BitX. With about 20 watts of usage, these solo mining devices are perfect to play the lottery from home or from the office. Get 5% off with the code HashRedUp. Thanks to the legends at solomining.de for sponsoring the content. But yeah, this is ASIC price index. Definitely something to look at before you make any ASIC purchases. As I said, ASIC prices are as low as they've ever been. And if you consider hosting a machine or buying a machine, that is worthwhile looking at. We can also look at my homepage briefly, where I list all the pricing for Bitcoin miners in Bitcoin terms as well as dollar terms. Because again, you know, you want to make more Bitcoin at the end of the day. We will cover that and the way I think about investing in Bitcoin mining on a different video as well. But if you want more Bitcoin at the end of the day, you have to look at how much Bitcoin are you spending instead of buying Bitcoin. And again, if you want to have more Bitcoin at the end of the day, then you have to compare it to the amount of Bitcoin that you could buy today with the same investment, right? And so you have to look at all the expenses in Bitcoin terms. And if you're just hosting a couple machines or 100 machines or whatever, and you're not building out your own infrastructure and stuff like that, then you have to definitely look at the price of the ASICs in Bitcoin terms. It gets more complicated if you have your own transformers, switch gears, your own site, your own land and stuff like that. I mean, all of those theoretically also have to be transferred into Bitcoin, in my opinion. But to keep it simple, you want to host, you buy a machine, look at the price of the machine in Bitcoin terms and not just in dollar terms, because that can often, yeah, mislead your decision making. So understanding this is a very important tool. It also not just gives you information, but it also enables you to, you know, negotiate if you ever want to sell your machine. You have a bit of a, you know, price point, an additional data point that you can go to. And also this helps you understand when it might be a good time to sell your ASIC, right? If you look at these curves and you see these ASIC prices spike up 1 year into your hosting contract and you can get rid of the machine for 50% of the sats that you originally spent, it might be a good idea to end the hosting contract prematurely and sell the machine to somebody else that is in the market for buying them. So yeah, this is the ASIC price index. You can find it on Hashrate Index of Luxa. They use their own prices as data points for these graphs, so keep that in mind. It does make sense to look at it every once in a while if you're in the market for new machines to sort of guide your decision making. It gets updated every week. And yeah, that's it for Hashrate Focus this week. I hope you enjoyed this. Let me know if this format is interesting to you, if you'd like to see more. Hit subscribe, hit the like, you know how that goes. Comments are always appreciated. Send me all the questions you have around this and tell me if I missed anything. And with that being said, all the best, ever upward.